You are listening to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Randall White in for Beth Ruyak. And our previous segment focused on a childhood musical prodigy. And now we bring in Cap Radio arts reporter Jeff Hudson. Jeff, did you get a chance to hear that?
It's wonderful. I'm delighted to meet her, too.
Yeah. So Jeff's got the scoop on some of the premier upcoming classical music concerts in Northern California and Nevada in January and February. And 10-year-old Amarin Olmeda somewhat set the tone for your focus today, which is talented young artists, right?
Right. And so let's just get right to business here. Unghee Cho, who grew up in Davis and is now doing a doctorate in cello performance at the New England Conservatory, returns to town at Christmas time and also in the summer. And he does these concerts that he calls the Mellon Music Festival, M-E-L-L-O-N. And that's from Lord of the Rings. Mellon means friend if you're into Tolkien.
Right.
So on Friday night, he's performing a concert with jazz programming and watermelon music in Davis, and then on Saturday night at Sudwerk Brewing Company, different music both nights. But Unghee is a really, really talented cellist. He's been on Insight a couple of times. They're going to be playing a piece by Paul Schoenfeld on the program called Cafe Music, and I found a commercial recording of that. So let's hear a little bit of Paul Schoenfeld's Cafe Music. And that's a little sample of Paul Schoenfeld's Cafe Music. Also on the program is going to be a Mendelssohn piece and a piece by Claude Bowling, a suite for jazz flute and other instruments. So interesting concert. That's the Friday night program. There will be some improv stuff on the Saturday night program.
So the Saturday night one is the one at the brewery.
You're correct.
Yeah.
And so very promising stuff. And if you haven't heard Unghee, he's been an Insight guest a couple of times now. And, really bright guy in his 20s on his way to a very good career. Another young performer will be in town this weekend as well. This is Xua Zhai. I'm hoping that I said it right. He gave me a pronouncer. My Chinese pronunciation leaves a bit to be desired. He is coming to town as a pianist. But
and to town is Sacramento, right? Because we were in Davis prior.
The Chamber Music Society of Sacramento, they do the Saturday night at 7:30 p.m. at Congregation Bet Haverim in Davis. And then the Sunday concert is at Capistrano Hall at Sac State.
Oh, Sac State. Uh-huh.
So now Shuo grew up in Davis. He sang bass with the Davis High Madrigals. He went off and got a degree in economics and music, double major at Stanford, worked as an investment banker in Hong Kong for 3 years, decided that what he really wanted to do was be an architect. So he went to Yale, got a master's degree in architecture at Yale, interned with Frank Gehry, the guy who designed Disney Hall in L.A.,
right.
And Frank Gehry liked him well enough that he hired him after the internship was done. So Shuo now lives in L.A. He sings bass professionally with the Los Angeles Master Chorale, which is a very nice group. He plays piano professionally with a variety of organizations. And then his day job is working in an architecture firm under Frank Gehry. Pretty nice life.
We're lucky that we have a little time to share with him.
Yeah. When he's in Davis and in Sacramento this week, he will be playing the Mendelssohn piano trio. And so let's hear just a little bit of that. This is from a commercial recording. And as you can hear, that is a piece that presents some challenges to the keyboard performer there. There's a lot of notes that you got to play and play them fast. So this will be quite good. In addition to the Mendelssohn piece, the other music on the program this weekend, there's a piece by Beethoven, another piece by Handel, as arranged by a Scandinavian composer named Halvorsen, and then a piece by Pablo de Sarasate. So that's the Chamber Music Society Saturday night in Davis and Friday afternoon at Sac State.
All right, let's head over the hill to Reno.
Right, and Reno, the Reno Philharmonic conductor Laura Jackson is in her 10th season now, which is she's been there a good long run and still doing quite well. And she also appears as a guest conductor all around the country. The program for this weekend, it's upcoming, it's January 12th at 7:30 p.m. and January 13th at 4 p.m. at the Pioneer Center, both of these concerts in Reno. And they're going to have as the soloists a group called Time for Three, which is a jazz trio. They're going to be playing a piece by Chris Brubeck, who his name comes up from time to time in these quarters.
Yeah.
And so it's a piece called Travel Through Time with Three or something like that, that he composed specifically for Time for Three. It, also on the orchestra part of the program, and you know, the piece that is the orchestral showpiece is Rachmaninoff's Symphonic Dances, which was composed in 1940. It was Rachmaninoff's last big orchestral piece. So I tracked down a commercial recording just to give you an idea of what the Rachmaninoff Symphonic Dances can sound like. And that's always been one of my favorite Rachmaninoff pieces for reasons I think you can understand. Then the Stockton Symphony. We just had Peter Jaffe on talking about the Auburn Symphony, but he is also the longtime conductor of the Stockton Symphony.
He does. He didn't want to get too much into that, but he is a part of that.
Well, here we go. January the 26th at Atherton Auditorium, San Joaquin Delta College in Stockton. They're going to have a violinist named Sandy Cameron, who is actually playing this week at SF Jazz as an electric violinist in trumpeter Chris Boddy's band. But when she's done with that, she's going to go over to Stockton and do a Orthodox Beethoven violin concerto. You know, when she's playing jazz, she kind of dances around the stage and is really kind of sultry.
Uh-huh.
I am told that she does the Beethoven in a more Orthodox manner. And then they're also – Stockton will also be playing Prokofiev's Romeo and Juliet selections from the first two suites with actors from UOP doing two-minute scenes from the play interspersed among the music. So let's hear just a little bit of the Prokofiev score.
I see here that sometimes she plays Led Zeppelin's Kashmir.
She does. She did that at SF Jazz two, three years ago. There's also a cello version of that that Maya Beiser plays.
I gotta catch that at some point because I've seen similar versions and I love it.
Yeah.
We're speaking with Jeff Hudson about some of the region's upcoming classical concerts through February, and we should let you know that all the events Jeff is highlighting this morning are included in Cap Radio's curated guides to live concerts in our region. We have one guide for classical events and another for jazz. They include dates, descriptions, links. You find them all at capradio.org/music. Jeff, we have more, though.
Modesto Symphony Orchestra has concerts coming up on February 1 and 2 at 8 p.m., and they're going to be featuring four young conservatory-trained professional musicians who started out as members of the Modesto Symphony Youth Orchestra. Matthew Ennis is going to be playing the first movement of the Mozart Clarinet Concerto on alto sax. A violinist named Andrew Grishaw will be playing a piece by Modesto's conductor David Lockington. Jonathan Altman, a violinist, will be doing a movement from the Mozart Violin Concerto. And then there's a young composer from Modesto named Andrew Norman, who's done a piece they're going to perform called Sabina. The concert will also feature harpist Madeline Olson, who was born in Tracy in 1995. She's now a graduate student studying harp performance at Juilliard. She'll be playing a piece by Claude Debussy. I couldn't find a recording of that, but here is Madeline playing a Saint-Saëns harp piece, you know, same general era. And lastly, the Sacramento Philharmonic has a Beethoven Festival coming up. There are concerts on January the 19th and the 26th, 8 p.m. at the Sacramento Community Center Theater. Guest conductor Jeffrey Kahane, who was the music director of the L.A. Chamber Orchestra for 20 years, and he still works with them periodically as the conductor laureate, will be doing the honors on the podium. Let's hear a little bit of Jeffrey Kahane playing the Beethoven Archduke Trio. This is not a piece that's on the program, but it does give you an idea of how he performs as a pianist, and he is doing a Beethoven concerto.
Oh, right. Okay. Jeff Hudson giving us a rundown of some classical and jazz music you can catch around the area. That is Insight for today. I'm Randall White. Insight produced by Jen Picard, Bert Johnson, and Cody Drabble. Our digital team, Chris Hagen, Casey Gardner, and Emily Zentner. We got help today from Jen Picard, Evan Masler, and Matt Pacini. Today's engineer work, Anthony Van Hook. Our managing editor is Linnea Edmeyer. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. And we are back with another live show tomorrow. Thanks, as always, for joining us.